Worst of the worst, 400 criminal aliens busted in Minnesota, whilst a sanctuary policies blamed. By Bob Price on December 14, 2025. Federal immigration officers have arrested more than 400 illegal aliens, including convicted pedophiles, rapists, and violent offenders, during Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota. A crackdown, officials say, was necessary after state and local sanctuary policies allowed dangerous criminals to roam free. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin blasted Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey for failing to protect the people of Minnesota. ICE law enforcement officers have arrested more than 400 illegal aliens, including pedophiles, rapists, and violent thugs since Operation Metro Surge began, said McLaughlin. Tim Walz and Jacob Frey failed to protect the people of Minnesota. They let these monsters and child predators roam free. Thanks to our brave law enforcement, Minnesota is safer with these thugs off their streets. Instead of thanking our law enforcement for removing criminals from their communities, Tim Walz and Jacob Frey continue to demonize our brave law enforcement. DHS officials offered the following as examples of the worst criminal illegal aliens arrested by ICE in Operation Metro Surge. Bandy Lazine, a 47-year-old criminal illegal alien from Burma who has been convicted of third-degree criminal sexual conduct using force or coercion in Nobles County. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 10 years of probation. Du Lazine has had a final order of removal since February 27, 2014. Vanliet Kielmany, a 59-year-old criminal illegal alien from Laos who was convicted of 2 counts of rape in Columbus, Ohio. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Kielmany has had a final order of removal since December 17, 2009. Singh Radsmikam, a 52-year-old criminal illegal alien from Laos who has been convicted of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct using force or coercion in Roseau County. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison and 10 years of probation. Radsmikam has had a final order of removal since March 30, 2004. Lipan Ali Usman, a 43-year-old criminal illegal alien from Somalia who was convicted of robbery in Columbus, Ohio. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Usman has had a final order of removal since May 17, 2011. Tovang, a 42-year-old criminal illegal alien from Laos who was convicted of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child under 13. Vang has had a final order of removal since October 31, 2006. Pormwa, a 50-year-old criminal illegal alien from Laos who was convicted of first-degree great bodily harm and sentenced to 14 years and 7 months. Third-degree sexual conduct and sentenced to 18 months. Sexual intercourse with a child, in California, and sentenced to 210 days, and false imprisonment, in California, and sentenced to 1 year and 4 months. Mwa has had a final order of removal since October 31, 2000. Javier Bulmero Turrubiartes, a 49-year-old criminal alien from Mexico, who has been arrested for soliciting children through electronic communication to engage in sexual conduct and convicted of hiring or agreeing to hire a child under 16 for prostitution, for which he was sentenced to 75 days in jail and 75 days of work release. Samvung Frakensri, a 63-year-old criminal illegal alien from Laos, who was convicted of third-degree criminal sexual conduct and second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. He was sentenced to a total of 8 years and 6 months for these crimes. Frakensri has had a final order of removal since May 23, 2001. Angel Edwin Quiquin Tunicopuz, a 26-year-old criminal illegal alien from Ecuador who was convicted of robbery in Columbus, Ohio, and sentenced to 3 years in prison. He's also been arrested for driving while intoxicated, assaulting a police officer, obstructing the legal process and disarming a peace officer. Joel Quadal Ocelot, a 51-year-old criminal alien from Mexico who was convicted of third-degree assault with intent to cause physical injury in New York and driving while impaired in Minnesota. Quadal Ocelot has had a final order of removal since February 3, 2010. The order was reinstated on May 12, 2012, and November 4, 2020. DHS officials launched Operation Metro Surge to target the worst of the worst who flock to Minnesota because they know sanctuary politicians will protect them. Officials recently launched an interactive database providing additional means of learning about the numbers and types of criminal aliens being removed by the Trump administration. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.